Hey everybody, this is for Friday. Woo! This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa, here with my husband Scott.
Hello.
And we are raring to go. When beginning again, we want you to learn the difference between, is this an absence of peace or just plain old fear? You'll defeat the enemy and have more confidence in your decision-making when you understand the two. And this is totally taken from our own experience.
Yes, so it is.
I look forward to talking about it.
Well, I want to read three scriptures to you. It's 1 John 4:18, and that says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
And see, that, first of all, is key right there, because fear has torment. When there's fear, there's reaction. There's evidence. There's symptoms. You know, when there's fear, you've got sweaty palms. You've got heart palpitations. You've got overthinking. You've got an unrest. You've just got no peace.
Yeah.
So we want, first of all, to help you recognize that is not God.
That's okay. Right.
And scripture number two is?
And scripture number two is Philippians 4:7, which says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
Okay, there's the second one. It's peace. When you've got peace, there's a rest there. There's a, like, just a calmness. It's like, okay, I don't know why this seems right, but it just is. And the more you commit yourself to knowing God's will through prayer and study of the Word, the better prepared you're going to be to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we wanted you to know about that, the brief, you know, part of that.
And,
okay?
And John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid."
Unlike worldly peace, the peace that God gives is in the midst of conflict.
Yeah.
The world thinks that real peace is in the absence of conflict. God gives us peace right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, where we were coming with this is, here's an example, okay? Silly example maybe to people listening, but we think people can, you know, relate to it. When we were on our vacation... And we were doing parasailing, weren't we, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, Scott and I really aren't real hip on heights, okay? And that involved heights. So we just went on and prayed, you know, God, we want to use wisdom. Is this parasailing really something that we need to do or should do? You know, it was totally just for fun. So we did not have any unrest about it. We had peace about it. Felt like, okay, you know, we're calm, we're cool, we're making this decision not quickly. We sought him about it. We're in a good place. So let's go on and do it, because things do happen, all right? So we're cool with it. You know, those little thoughts will kind of enter in a little bit, but you just push them down, because for me, I remembered we prayed about this. We prayed for peace. We prayed for calmness, and we got it.
Yeah.
So let's move forward. And then here comes that, you know, enemy of fear trying to, oh, what about this, though? But still in your right mind, you're like, I know that I know that I know in my knower, which is right there in your gut, the Holy Spirit says, you know, there was no reason to not do it.
Yeah.
But then here comes the day that we are to do it. We're out there, you know, we're having a blast getting to the boat, riding that thing in the water. I don't know what that deal was.
Pontoon boat.
But what was the thing we were riding to get to the pontoon boat?
A pontoon boat.
No, honey, it was that thing that was like a float.
Oh, it was a raft.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a raft is all it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a raft with handles on it.
Yeah. And so that was fun.
Uh-huh.
And it was challenging. So we get to the boat and get on the pontoon boat and sit there. And guess what? Fear just tried to take me over.
It did.
And I sat there and I was trying to calm myself down and I couldn't. And I was like, whoa. And I finally just said to everybody on the boat, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I know it.
And Scott was like, why? I said, I just can't do it. And so, Coach, they're so used to that. But see, I was in my wits enough to go, hold on, we prayed about this. And I was calm and everything was cool. So what is this? It was fear because it was manifesting itself.
Yeah.
And they're strapping me in going, no, you need to do this. You're going to do this. I'm like, I can't do it. No, you're going to. You'll be glad that you did. Back and forth. I'm going, y'all can't even talk to us if we're up there like that. If something goes wrong. No. So I finally just thought, I'm not going to ruin this. Before I allowed myself to start overthinking about it, I was fine.
Yeah.
So what happened? That boat took off and whew, we go up in the air. And then guess what happened? You turned on me.
Then I got fearful.
You turned on me. I'm like, look how beautiful this is. I'm like trying to get Scott to stop thinking bad thoughts. Look at the beautiful water. Just don't look down in the boat. And so anyway, we're just saying all this to say that was still so fresh on our mind that that's what happened. And then you finally got okay with it. And then we really enjoyed it.
Oh, it was awesome, yeah.
But the point was, prior to that, when we were in a good place, making a wise decision, we believed, a good decision, it wasn't something we had to do, it was pleasure, we were fine, and peace set in.
Yeah.
But then that fear came in and tried to take over.
That's right.
So that was just a huge learning experience for me. And some of y'all listening may be going, what is up with her? You know, that seems so simple. Well, when you're plagued with it, and like with me, it's been something that I've dealt with my whole life, back and forth, until I really understand what's going on. You know, that was a great lesson for me, and I hope it helps somebody out there. So when I initially made the decision, I was fine, but then fear set in, and I had to counteract it by knowing what God had already put in us, which was peace, but it was buried.
Yeah,
it got buried and under all the fear that I was allowing.
Well, but you need to remember that, you know, peace dissolves fear and rules in the hearts of God's people to maintain harmony.
Yes.
You know, but it's so easy to get off that track when the enemy tries to put this fear into you. But then you just have to remember, you know what? Peace dissolves that fear because I am one of God's people. So when we got to that point where we're 1,000 feet above the boat, it was really cool. You could look around, see God's nature. It was wonderful. Of course, I was still holding on to the ropes for dear life.
But honey, we didn't see any indicator. We saw no indicators. And I think as human beings with common sense that God gives us, we need to look at plans that we make. You know, did I have an unrest about it? Then don't do it. If things are starting to come up when you're trying to make a decision and go, okay, I don't know, and I don't have peace about this, then just, I don't have to even know why I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And so, and just go on, but I do believe he wants us to pay attention to what he puts before us so we can make, you know, wise decisions.
True.
And so don't ignore those kind of things as well.
You know, peace is what it's all about.
Yes.
You know, Jesus died for us to give us that peace.
And we have to have peace. I know I do, in order for me to make right decisions.
Well, that's for sure.
Make them off the, you know, out of emotion and out of my flesh just taking over. Every time I've done that, it's always been wrong.
The inner calm and the tranquility that is promised to the believer, you know, it comes from a thankful attitude also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, based on unwavering confidence that God is able and willing to do what is best for his children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did. We prayed about this.
We did.
And then, of course, Satan tries to come in. You know, just like I said the other day in the podcast, he tried to tell Eve, well, did God really tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he tries to put this doubt in you. Then, of course, then we remembered. We prayed about this. God gave us peace about this. We're good. And everything's fine.
We wanted to do it. We wanted to experience that beauty of being up there in the air like that, looking down and seeing all the, wow, it was incredible.
Yeah, it really was cool. I have to admit, it was awesome. And just to look around and see God's creation was really incredible.
So as we always say, as teachers, the takeaway on this is fear manifests itself. Like the Bible says, it has torment. When peace abides, there's a calmness. There's just a stillness. There's just a rest. And we want you all to know the difference. Your decisions are bigger, of course, in life than what we were just talking about. We were trying to keep it light. It's Friday. You're going to have some decisions that come up this weekend that you've probably been thinking about it all week, and you got to make a decision today. Well, is there peace?
What did you pray about it, first of all?
Mm. Yep.
Did you pray about it? Did you Did you consult the one who has all the wisdom?
Yeah. What's going on?
You know, did he speak to you? Are you willing to listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we all make decisions sometimes. And then we look back at them and go, man, I didn't.
What was I thinking?
Well, I wasn't really consulting God on that one. You know what I mean? Or maybe I thought I was, and was I really? You know? I was just kind of speaking to him. I went ahead and did it anyway.
I never asked him.
Yeah, I never really asked him.
How many of us have said that?
And certainly didn't wait for him to answer.
Yeah.
Well, maybe sometimes when we do something and we're rejected or something, that is his answer.
He only knows.
He goes, you know what? You didn't consult me.
Yeah.
So no, it's not going to happen. Because I know what's best for you. We're his children. Not only is he Lord of Lords and King of Kings and he's ruler of the universe, he's our dad.
Yeah.
When I came to realize that 11 years ago, man, I fell into his arms. And I don't ever want to leave his arms again.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best daddy I've ever known.
Yes, he is.
He definitely gives me peace, and that's one thing that I think people have recognized about me and my change over the last 11 years more than anything. Yeah, I still, you know, try to do things of excellence and this and that, and I get a little nervous sometimes or whatever and anxious. But one thing people have noticed over the years is that I have more peace. I don't live in fear anymore. I live in peace because Jesus died for us. And when he died on that cross, he was thinking about me and Teresa and everyone listening to this podcast because he wanted to give us peace. Just like what he said to the disciples when he came back, when he was resurrected. First thing he said to the disciples, shalom, which means peace be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. So, you know, some of you may not know this peace. Gosh, I didn't for 40 years. Don't feel like you're alone. But do you want to know this peace? Or maybe you knew his peace at one time and you've walked away because you didn't give your heart to him sincerely. We want to give you that opportunity right now to start living in peace and tell fear to go back to hell where it belongs. So that's where it comes from. It comes from the pit of hell. We worship the God of peace, and his name is Jesus. So if you would please pray this prayer with us, please know that you're saved, and we do pray for that peace to come among you. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Jesus, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. Because of that cross, you say, if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me of my sins, you'll forgive me. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need that peace that you give me. And you give so many. I give you my life today. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
Well, thank y'all so much. If you prayed that prayer, please let us know at info@livingitup.org. We look forward to talking to everyone again on Monday as
mm-hmm.
well.
So until then, have a great weekend and keep living it up.
While beginning again.